Writer Winston Groom has died. He wrote the novel Forrest Gump, which of course eventually became the Oscar-winning hit movie starring Tom Hanks.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Winston Groom died Wednesday in Fairhope, Alabama, where he was remembered by the city's mayor as well as the state's governor. He was 77 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
The Forrest Gump from the book is bigger, burlier, a little rougher around the edges than Tom Hanks in the movie. In the audiobook, listen to the way the character reckons with his namesake, the notorious Confederate general Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Mama always said we was kin to General Forrest's family some ways. And he was a great man, she'd say, except he started up the Ku Klux Klan after the war was over. And even my grandmama say they's a bunch of no goods.
What's played for a brief joke in the movie is, in the book, an almost William Faulkner-like metaphor for Southern history and familial baggage.
So whatever else old General Forrest done, starting up that Klan thing was not a good idea. Any idiot could tell you that.
Author Winston Groom was born in Washington, D.C., but he was raised in Mobile, Alabama. After college, he joined the Army and did a year in Vietnam, as he told NPR in 2016.
It's like being a year-long car wreck. It's traumatic.
Groom then worked as a reporter for a while, but always wanted to be a novelist, so he mined his time in Vietnam for inspiration for his first novel, Better Times Than These. Forrest Gump was published in 1986 and sold well enough until, of course, the movie came out and made the book a bestseller. Groom tried fiction a few more times, but his heart really wasn't in it.
After the commercial success of Forrest Gump, I didn't really have any ideas that really grabbed me.
So he wrote histories of wars, generals, and Alabama football. But he returned to fiction nearly two decades later with El Paso, another book in which the main character interacts and reckons with history. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.